welcome to your two drunk aunties with Bron Lewis and Sammy Peterson. We are both of those people.
We are.
I'm Sammy Peterson, and I'm your auntie who always orders an extra hot skinny flat white.
extra hot. I deserve it.
Want to burn your hand.
It's not hot enough, love.
Tastes good, love, if it's burnt.
And I'm Bron Lewis. I'm the auntie that parks over two car parks because she's had a hard day and she's had it up to here.
Welcome to your two drunk aunties. Goodness, goodness, Bron Lewis, how are you?
I'm really...
I'm working on accents. I've got plenty more.
Oh my God,
come.
It's going to be a good day.
Don't worry, they're all Australians.
Are they?
Yep. I just go in my local area and I come up with funny little characters.
Oh, that's fun. You're in Footscray, that would be.
Okay, don't dox me. I want to do a whole thing. People come and knock it on every door. People will when they're so obsessed with this goddamn podcast. I think that's how I say it, podcast.
It is perfect.
But yeah, I want to do a show where it's just I come out on stage and I go, gee, there are so many funny characters that live around me, and then I just play every character.
I'd love it.
Wouldn't it be fun?
I'd actually really love it. Yeah. Because even in this block of flats,
yes.
I reckon you would have.
Oh, there's some goddamn characters.
Two-hour show.
There's some characters that live here.
Oh my God, there's characters. And you've made friends with them.
All of them. Well, I was telling you the other day that they called Diggs a beautiful girl the other day, but one of them gave him the hardest pat on the head. And I was like, as an adult, like I understand a kid doing that, hitting a dog on the head as a pat. Like I do get that. But as an adult to just hit it on the head, I'm like, are you an alien?
Maybe.
Are you an alien?
Because it was a hit.
Pardon?
Maybe it was a hit.
What, they're going to take out my dog? No, you idiot like that.
I've
been hired to kill your dog.
Maybe Diggs was rude. And then
he could have been a bit rude.
And the neighbour was giving him a big hit.
Well, you know how cheeky Diggs is. Like he's walking around going, yum, eating two-minute noodles and going, yum. Yeah, that's his whole vibe, which is a good vibe.
And, you know, sometimes people want to hit dogs like that.
That's true. No, I take back what I said.
So did Diggs think he was in trouble?
Yeah, he was just a bit like shocked. Diggs is
everyone was shocked. What? Maybe neighbors
shocked.
Everyone
was crying around me. Diggs is such a sturdy dog that a hit does not bother him one bit. Like he's been bitten by dogs, like little dogs, and it would be like a little mosquito bite to him. He doesn't even notice.
He's a giant.
And he's
the size of his head. Like it's quite amazing.
He's 192 kilograms. Go on.
He's not.
No, he's not. He's 54.
Wow, same as me.
Same as you.
I always thought I had something in common with Diggs.
Yeah, you and Diggs. And you love 2 minute noodles and always say yum.
And my floppy lips.
And I also hit you on the head to say hello.
Yeah, and I always think it's an attack.
It is an attack. It's quite confronting.
But as a friend who will always forgive, I have
returned. Thank you for that. I did snap at you over text yesterday and you have forgiven me.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I blacked out.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Your message to me was very funny yesterday because I just love when someone hasn't replied to send a follow up. To go, okay.
Fair enough.
I think it's funny.
It is
funny
fair enough. Me. I get a lot of text messages.
Of course you do. You're very popular.
Yeah, I'm so popular. Thank you.
You're very popular and wonderful mother.
And often I'm in the middle of something, you know?
Of course you are. Like you've got three goddamn kids.
But everyone's
busy,
Sam.
You also work.
I do work and everyone is busy.
Sure.
But I have lots of things that like keep popping up and I had an absolute meltdown yesterday.
Oh no.
Well, not like a teary one, but just like my brother called me at a bad time.
Dogs.
And like my brother was like, yes, very busy.
That was
with
you.
That. It was me.
With her hilarious fake mustache.
I am fake.
God, you're funny.
Anyway, okay. Thank you very much. Anyway, my older brother he always gets really annoyed at me because I don't reply to text straight away or I don't answer my phone. My phone is always on silent.
Sure.
Always.
Sure.
Who would need it not on silent?
No, not with three kids.
Well, no. And not when you like have to go to gigs and you have to like be a normal human.
Sure, when someone's
phone's ringing, I'm always like, are you a drunk auntie?
Are you an auntie that's got it on vibrate really loudly? And it goes across the table as it's going. Everything's shaking. Is there an earthquake or is a drunk auntie around with her phone on vibrate?
Exactly. No, mine is a very gentle vibrate.
Very gentle.
But you used to have no vibrate because I was scared it was going to wake the baby.
Don't be scared.
Oh, I was scared. So I just would lose a phone like every week. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm rich. And I had.
You buy a new phone every week.
Yeah, I've got
new
shares in Apple.
I'm paying off six plans right now. Hi, DGAF.
Exactly. No fucks.
No fucks given right now.
So I, so my brother will like every now and then he'll text me and then I won't, and then eventually he'll get fed up and he'll send a message saying, oh my God, you're so shit at your phone. I'm so sick of messaging you.
I'm sick of messaging you.
I'm sick of you not really even respecting me enough to return a message. And he'll like say it in kind of like this, like kind of a joke.
Yeah. Bit of truth to it then.
But also he's absolutely spot on.
Did he say after it, and you're a beautiful mother after that, like me?
Never. He's never once said either. Like he's never, I don't think he knows I'm a mum. And I
never met the kids, and he won't.
And no, he won't. I won't answer the phone. I haven't answered the phone in 10 years. And so he will get really annoyed at me, and then, but he will be like, ah, ha, 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 kind of a joke, but it's absolutely, yeah, exactly. But it's also very true. And I know it's true.
Yeah.
I understand it's true.
You get it.
But I'm so annoyed that he's called me out on something that I know is true. But it's like, I've not put, it's like, he thinks I'm just like not trying.
Yeah,
like,
sure. I am trying. You're doing your goddamn best.
I am trying my best. And so sometimes I don't answer messages. And then yesterday you messaged me and said, hey, is it 10:30? Are we meeting at 10:30?
Yeah.
Which is an absolutely fair
fun
question.
Message.
It's a fun and fair.
It is fun and fair.
Fun and fair, which is always my favorite
text.
It's
flirty too. I sent it to X after it, little X, and then fire emoji.
No wonder I threw my phone out.
Got too hot and bothered.
Oh my God. And then I was like, I've got to reply to that. And then I was like, but I've got to work out netball and daycare and not getting Edie to a play date that I hadn't organized. And so I was like, okay, I'll
work out
those
things.
Play date
with someone your kids know or catfished? Your kids got catfished by a local kid.
I hope so. Teach your lesson. And so I was like, I'll just get back to that in a minute. And then a few hours later, you were like, hey, how about you don't reply to this text message? That would be great.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Which is one, funny. Two, a bit rude. Three, very true. Yeah. Very fair.
Yeah, hilarious.
And so I responded with a video message.
Gorgeous video. Showed you were beautiful.
Oh my
composed,
God.
Composed, funny, and a great mum.
The
big four.
I just needed you to see, because as I received that, it was I had a baby behind me on someone.
Your own?
Yep.
Rando.
Yep. With a with his sister's laptop watching Peppa Pig on like full volume.
And can I just say, sorry to interrupt, but
Please. That's
a fucking funny pig right there.
The dad, what an idiot.
That pig fucks, let me say that. That's a hilarious pig right there.
So exactly. So I was like, I can't handle, there's too much humor in this room.
Yeah.
And then there was all these kids around. And then you sent me this message. And so I could not, I think my message came off quite aggressive, and I'm sorry.
No, it was fun.
Because since then you've seemed nervous. Are you nervous?
I've been shaky around you. Yeah.
Like you're like, oh, that was a joke when I sent you that message. I'm like, yeah, I know that.
Yeah. I came around to your house and I said it. It was a joke.
And I slammed the door. Slammed the door on your fingers.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry about that.
I was angry.
Bron, are you ready for our first segment?
Yes.
Letter to your aunties. Writing in this week, we have two gorgeous listener letters.
Two. This is great. I love
it's
this.
Good. Dear aunties, my friend is always trying to do stand-up comedy and they're not very good.
Oh.
I'm sick of going to their gigs. Can I tell them, Alison? I would tell them. I'll confront
tell them
about
what?
It. You're not very good. Nah.
Joking.
Because you can't have that many excuses. I think after a while not coming to a gig, I think they're going to – but you don't have to go to gigs.
Also, no one expects their friends to go to gigs.
Unless,
fact,
like,
they
in
don't
Melbourne
want
for a while.
They,
no, in Melbourne for a while they had, like, a bring five friends if you wanted to get a gig.
Insane.
They were fun. Always bring five friends. I just got three people off the street.
Did you?
Yep.
Did you really?
No, I didn't do that. These are my best friends right here. Like four homeless people. They're my five best friends right there.
Just it's like a young Indian family. They're like, we're
They're
just trying to
friends.
Get home.
I thought I'd give them a lift. We're just doing a quick gig on the way home.
Pick
these
I would
people
hate
up from the airport, pretended I was an Uber.
Didn't you say that you had friends come to your first gig?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Can you remind me about this? How many people came?
Nope.
Okay.
I think it was about four of my friends came.
And what was the gig?
To my first gig. It was a gig in Melbourne called Spleen Comedy.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and it was my first ever gig. And, yeah, four friends came. It was real fun. And we went out for dumplings beforehand. It was gorgeous.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, really nervous.
Yeah, okay.
And yeah, but it was a good gig, but it's also weird having your friends there. And then no friends came to the second gig. And then straight after that, it was like, no friends are coming anymore. I still have
good.
People message me very occasionally now that I've gotten back into stand up, and they're messaging to say, can I come along and tell me when your gigs are? And I'm like, I'm not going to tell you when every gig is. That's exhausting.
Just look at Instagram.
Aren't
they
Instagram.
On Instagram?
Some of them are. Some of the
Just the good ones.
Not even. Have you seen some of them on boxing?
Yes. That's what I'm
being hilarious.
It's such an hilarious thing to say. So I had heaps of friends come to my first one, heaps, and it went really well, partly because I had heaps of friends that laughed very loud. It's called Club Voltaire.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
Know it.
And
great comedy room in Raglan Street in North Melbourne.
Yeah. And it was really, it was like a full room and everyone was, like half the room were my friends.
Yep.
And they laughed so loudly. And I was like, oh my God, this is easy.
I'm crushing it right now. Yeah.
And then the next one I went by myself and I expected it to go exactly the same and it didn't. It went so badly.
Yep.
Like,
okay.
But everyone was doing so badly. It was the Imperial, remember, up the stairs.
Yeah, okay.
The stage was 2 centimeters tall. Like, yep. Why bother?
Why are you doing this?
Oh my God.
What's the point of all of this? What's the point of life all of a sudden?
Oh my God. And it was just absolute, it was so bad. And I was like, thank fuck no one came to this.
Yeah.
This is so bad. And then a lot of people came to the third one, and the third one was also really bad.
Yeah. Yep.
But I'd had, because I was nervous, I had 3 or 4 red wines before I went on. And so I was like, I think I had like red wine lips and I was a bit maggot and I really thought I was doing okay.
Yep.
And I wasn't. Like, afterwards, people
pull you aside.
Nervous for me.
Oh,
like,
Claire
Hooper was there and she's the nicest. And she came over and said, don't worry about it. And I was like,
oh, that's the first thing that she said.
Yeah.
I crushed it up there. I killed it.
She said, the room runner said he thinks you did okay. So don't worry about what the audience did. And I was like, what did the audience do? I thought they were laughing their heads. Anyway, they weren't. Everyone was worried for me. And I got a message from a lady I used to go to the gym with who was there. And she said, hey, mate, it got better as you went on. Stick to it or something like that. And that was her supportive message.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, how badly did I go?
Yeah.
And then I like never got drunk before a gig ever again. But I just think that bringing your friend, like, when you know you're bad, you just, which everyone is at the start.
Sure.
Sammy.
Yeah. Oh,
everyone is at the start. You might have like a fluke gig at the start.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the one where you kind of like sink your teeth in and you go, well, this is it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to hold on to that. I'm going to hold on to the, like, the aftertaste of that good moment.
Yeah.
And for it all
I'll
through
coast on
the
that
shit.
For a bit.
Yeah. All the shit gigs that come through. But as a friend, it's actually your responsibility to not attend the for early ones.
Yeah,
you need to let them feel dreadful by themselves. And also you'd be exhausted being like, you know, that high pitch, like, that's good.
Yeah.
I thought you were the best, the person before you. Oh my God, so bad. But you were good.
You did it. You did it.
And
you
and also at the start, it's the same set. Over and over again.
Yeah.
When I was in Brisbane, there was a guy who would, a comedian, his girlfriend came to every single gig and he gigged a lot. Like, I think that was his, like, he'd given up working and he just ran gigs and performed. And his girlfriend was at every single gig. And we were like, what are you? And also, he wasn't like one of those materials who just like churned through material.
Yeah, yeah.
Same set.
Oh my God.
Every night.
And his name? Dave Hughes.
As if. But it was. But I remember saying to her, why do you come?
You don't
have to.
And she said, I love comedy.
I said, do you know his set word for word? She was like, yeah.
And I love it. I mouth along.
Oh my God.
She's like a proud stage mum off to the side of the stage.
I was just embarrassed for her.
Yeah, that is embarrassing for her.
Like, I was like, surely there's anything better to do.
Yeah.
Like sit in
Live
the car.
Live your best life. Sit in the car and just wait.
At Coles.
Go to Coles. Eat a roast chook in a bag. That is actually way better. Look, Alison, I reckon don't go anymore.
Don't go.
No, that's an exhausting thing to do. And you've got a life. You sound very young, Alison. I feel
and
like
stupid.
Oh, so stupid. I feel like as you get older, you'll be like, I'm not going to every goddamn gig, and you shouldn't have to. Any person that's asking you to go to every gig as well, you shouldn't have to do that.
I think they're probably asking you because they think you want to go.
Yeah, you want
to
be there
no
all the time.
No one actually wants you there,
No one wants to go to live comedy.
Especially you, Alison.
Yeah,
listen
that's
to
true.
Your heart.
Listen to your heart, for God's sake.
For crying out loud.
Let's move on to the next person. Dear aunties, my dad walked in on me and my girlfriend in the act a few years ago and I've never brought it up.
What act?
But I've... Six.
Oh, my God.
He was acting out of play.
Exactly. Act one. Shakespeare.
I've always felt awkward about it. What do I do, Jack?
You feel awkward that your dad walked in on you.
Yeah. You don't need to bring it up again, I don't reckon,
and
Jack.
Doing that thing. Yeah, exactly. Your dad doesn't want you to bring it up.
No.
What do you mean? What are you going to say?
You're not going to get back
Explain
at him and go,
it.
Well, I have to walk in on your mum. That's the go only on, way forward, Daddy.
Just give them heaps of champagne and then like a dark chocolate yes, and oysters.
Roses up to the bed. I believe that's what people do.
That
that's
is
romantic.
Upsetting.
My
bed was covered in roses. Oh, I'd be like,
God. After a big day, like you're exhausted at the end of the day, imagine.
I'd go, well, who's going to clean that up?
Yep. Who's going to clean this up
and
now?
And how much did this cost? And if you got them for free, whose garden you pinch them from? Now we can't see that neighbour ever again. Clean it up. I'm too upset. And then I'd go and
sleep the bed.
And I'd go, let's sleep on the lounge.
In the car. Okay.
Sleep in the car. Sleep front calls with a chook.
Sleep in the car with a chook.
The answer is always
this was delicious.
Get in the car.
Oh, and you should. Just drive. Just get drive out for of a there. Bit. Yeah. Feel good. We'll put the windows down. Feel a bit of the breeze in your hair. That's
Have
nice.
Have you ever put petals on someone's bed?
No. God, no. Only people I don't know.
Neighbours.
Welcome to the neighbourhood. Petals on your bed. No, I think it's a weird thing to do. I think it looks romantic, but then after a while you're like, this is shit.
And
we're
also,
move
like there's
all.
Lots of moisture in
there. Lots of moisture. Like, yeah. Gross. You don't need that.
So you'd
that.
Be like, well, now there's like, and they'd be like sticking to your arms.
Yeah. Oh, you don't need that. You don't
need
that.
I mean, like,
that
is the only part of your body that is exposed.
Of course. Only your arms. That's how everyone makes love. Only yes. my arms. You wear that cut-off vest. I am always wearing that denim cutoff vest and I look good. Let's just say that. I look good. No offense. I look good right now.
No offense,
no offense, baby. I look good.
never bring it up ever
never
again.
Bring it up. No,
your
you
dad
shouldn't.
Doesn't want to bring it up. Your dad wants to pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah, of course. Surely. Dad doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh, God.
Give
no.
you knucks and go.
What are you going to say?
Hell yeah.
Hey, when you walked in on me.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah. That
what
was actually pretty cool.
Is it a brag? He wants to brag about it.
I made love, Dad. You'll go, oh you're a cool God. Kid. You're a cool kid, son.
I've raised you well,
I've raised
son.
You well. Keep making love. Don't forget. Keep making love.
That is no such an upsetting thing for you to say to me whilst making eye contact.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that, but it's my palsy. I'm actually looking over to the side.
You are not. Your eyes
I'm
are perfectly
around.
Normal.
Let me have fun. If you want to send us a letter, you can write into deardrunkaunties@gmail.com. Or if you want to send us a gorgeous little speak pipe, all the links are in the goddamn show notes.
Yes, 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 yes. We do love those letters. We love solving them.
I just had the weirdest pose that I
no,
decided to
No, I liked it. I thought you needed to sit with it for a bit. I was like, he looks so proud of that.
So proud.
I
think
I actually
one of those
had to
statues.
Look away. I had to look away because I was like, I was like, maybe it was too.
Maybe he'll stop soon.
It was too cute.
It was. Hey, you're too cute right now.
No offense.
You're too cute. Bonnie, are you ready for live, laugh,
yes, yes, yes,
love?
Yes, 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 yes.
I've got
I
some
am.
Gorgeous jokes for you, lovely
okay,
girl.
Great.
3 years ago, my doctor told me I was going deaf. I haven't heard from him since.
Yep.
Today at a bank, an old lady asked me to help check her balance, so I pushed her over. Not very good, I'm afraid.
Very good.
That's fun.
Good.
I don't want to brag, but I finished the puzzle in under a week. It said 2 to 4 years on the box.
What a dumb idiot.
Yeah.
A stupid idiot.
My boss told me to have a good day, so I went home.
All right. Just stick it to the man.
Stick it to the man. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Just went home, reorganized my magnets.
Felt good about that, actually. My teaspoons are all in order. I think I would like a job cleaning mirrors. It's just something I could really see myself doing.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fun, isn't it? That's a funny
You've
one.
You've gone so far away from the filth jokes and really lent into grade six jokes, and I appreciate that.
You like that? I'm trying to be nicer to you in the joke bit because I know you don't like the sex ones.
I don't.
I think, oh no, I'm doing that one again. Parallel lines have so much in common. It's a shame they'll never meet. The other day, my wife asked me to pass her lipstick, but I accidentally passed her glue instead. She still isn't talking to me. That's funny, isn't it?
Shut her up.
Shut her up.
Shut her up.
Women with their yabbity, yabbity, yabbity. What's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone? You can't hear an enzyme. Got you in the end. Got you a beauty. I was just doing these jokes and I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to get you with the hormone at the end, which I think is fun. Because you felt good. You were like, yeah, these are just like silly little jokes. Don't mean a goddamn thing.
I've never looked at the word hormone and taken it apart like that.
No. You can.
It's actually really funny.
The other fun one to do is manslaughter is man's laughter. I mean, that's fun. He was arrested for man's laughter. Make sure you
never laugh.
Put
men.
A space. Put a space between those two. Definitely.
Never laugh again.
Hey, everybody, why don't you leave us a goddamn 5-star rating whenever app you're on now? Huh?
That'd be so nice, actually. We'll really review, like them. Oh, we'll read them out.
We'll read them out. Send us something and we'll read it out in the 1 o'clock on Fridays. Watch our YouTube channel right now. We're on YouTube.
Yeah, I've put my lipstick on.
You put your lipstick on. You look fantastic. Thanks. And a wonderful mother. Send us an email, deardrunkaunties@gmail.com, or a goddamn speak part. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I love the voices.
You do love voices, don't
all
you,
all the ones I hear.
Not even just the characters that I do.
No.
Different voices, definitely not them.
Your neighbours asking us, please stop.
Please stop all the voices. It's like Peter Sellers up there. Bron, leave your nightlight on because I am ready. I don't know if you're ready for Spooky Wooky.
Okay, this is a spooky story. I hope you're ready.
I never really am.
No.
But I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Me either. Okay, this one's scary. I think I've skimmed a bit of it, but I think it's really scary.
that's a good judge, I think.
I'm a really busy woman.
You are a busy woman, right.
And sometimes the scary stories go forever.
Okay. Does this one go forever?
3 paragraphs.
Right. I'm excited about it.
Okay.
Especially because you didn't read the whole thing. That's good. I'm pumped up. I feel good about this one. This one's going to be a scary one.
This one's called The Noise Coming From Upstairs.
Kick it! We'll put the music on.
Okay. What do you think it's going to be about?
I think there's a noise.
What?
There's not going to be downstairs. It's going to be coming from upstairs.
Okay.
It's going to be in an attic. And I reckon it's going to be like a witch or something like that.
Okay, so you're assuming it's American.
Yep. And I think it's going to be a witch or something like that.
Let's see if we can. Let's see if you can spot where you think it's American.
Okay.
So this literally happened to me 2 days ago.
Literally.
Here we go. We're three words in. I was just laying in my bed enjoying the snowstorm that we had.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, also snowstorm, you're definitely American. But also cool to just sit and watch the world go by sometimes.
Just enjoying it.
Watch the world end. It's fun.
Yeah. No, where do you live? I was on my phone just scrolling through TikTok. That could be anywhere,
and that's kind of fun.
That is fun. Well, now we don't know where she's from.
We don't know.
I started to hear a weird noise coming from my closet and the attic is right above my closet.
That's weird, weird space, but sure.
Yeah. I thought nothing of it, but it started to happen more and more. It started to get louder, and I thought it was just a bird or something. I wasn't too worried about it.
You sounded worried about it, though, when you said it.
Yeah, that's a real pivot there.
Could be the sandstorm, though, with all the sort of sandstorm. What was it? What was
in the desert. She's on a safari, yes.
Safari,
no,
yes, of course.
It was a snowstorm.
Snowstorm. It could just be all the noises from the snowstorm.
Well, I know. If you're having a snowstorm, there's a bit of noise. Sure. You'd be like, well, it's not a bird.
It's not dead quiet. There's a rattle around in the attic because there's a snowstorm outside and a sandstorm.
But anyway, she's American.
Sure.
I didn't tell my parents because I thought that it was just a bird. Okay.
Sure.
The next day, my parents left for work, so it was just me in the house.
And the bird.
As I thought.
That's scary.
The noise started to happen again. This time I was so curious and I was worried.
God, is there a dead cat near you?
Here we go. Wonder what else you can find out. Yep. She's American. I keep my taser in my top drawer. So I grabbed it and started to head upstairs.
Oh, no.
I won't lie. Stop. I was very.
Don't lie to us right now.
Don't. I was very scared.
Very scared.
Knowing that it was just me in the house, but I wasn't sure.
Knowing, but I wasn't sure.
Exactly. It's just upset. I started to head upstairs when all of a sudden I start hearing a man's voice coming from the attic. Okay, that's actually
pretty scary. That's pretty scary, yeah. What, who is that? Is it a bird still?
Could be. Or the snowstorm.
Don't make assumptions. It could still be the
bird. We don't know. Literally do not know yet.
Literally don't know.
At this time, I start to panic and I grabbed my guard dog. Where was he?
Where was his guard dog the whole time? Was that in the attic maybe the whole time, making all that noise?
Can he talk? Also, why grab? Anyway.
It doesn't matter.
She said she's the only person in the house. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Person. Okay, yeah.
Fine.
I'm the only animal in the house. You can say that.
Technically.
Yeah.
I grabbed my guard dog and brought him upstairs with me. Poor thing.
Literally.
Grabbed him. I open the door to the attic slowly and quietly.
You would.
I start to walk very slowly with my dog while my taser is in my pocket. Get it out.
Get it out. Get it out.
Make it faster.
Make it way faster.
If you've heard a man's voice and you've got a scared little guard dog next to you, hold that taser in your hand.
Outwards always. And taser anyone you see, no matter who it is.
Away from me. Even always. If it's a 96-year-old woman in a nursing home.
Just get them.
That's how we do it.
Yeah. Apologize later. Act now. Apologize later. Rules for life.
Okay. Where's this taser bit? Now we lost it. I start to go around the corner and I see something crouched down. It was dark. I couldn't really see what it was.
Oh, could still be a bird.
Could still be a bird, you're right. I had my phone in my hand, so I turned on the flashlight and saw a creepy old man crouching down, eating a dead mouse.
Okay. Could still be a bird, we don't know. What a weird man to do that. That's so weird.
It's like the last thing I'd eat.
People are so weird.
Like I'd probably eat a live mouse.
I would. And I have.
If I'm honest, this is a bit I've skimmed. I didn't know it did that.
That's a scary bit.
It's a scary. As soon as he saw that As soon as he saw that, I think she means I.
Yep.
As soon as I saw that, the mouse stood up.
Awesome. So it's not dead.
No, it's not dead. I grabbed my dog by its leash and ran downstairs. I locked myself out of the house.
Reason was to go with the taser and a dog.
And that was the mouse doing. I locked myself out of the house and called 911.
Locked yourself out?
Yeah. Also, okay. That's America.
That's definitely America then. Yeah,
but we still don't absolutely know.
Because in Australia we have 666.
Home, my mom.
Mom, yeah.
There we go. Another sign.
Another sign.
My mom could see it. Could see it on the door ring bell. That I was panicked and I was crying on the phone. She called me, but I didn't answer because I was on the phone to the cops. God, so many details. I just slid in at the end.
Yeah. It's a client mum right now.
Are you scared?
Oh, but we were scared.
Yeah. What happens? What's going to happen with the man and the mouse?
I don't know. The mouse. I'm worried about the mouse as well.
Well, it's alive. Is it alive or dead?
What stood up?
It was dead. And then
I hate this.
Yeah. I called her after I got off the phone with them and the cops arrived at my house. The police did a full search of the house and said they didn't see anything. They said it wasn't funny to make stupid jokes to the cops. But I know what I saw. Even my dog was scared. And he was trained for these types of situations.
To not be scared.
He was trained for these situations. What situations?
He is, yeah. With mice standing up that are meant to be dead, the dog was trained for that sort of stuff.
He was ready to go.
Always. Let's go.
I don't really know what to do now. My parents said they don't believe me. And I know for a fact there was a man in my attic.
Yeah,
there was. I am scared. But now I don't know what to do. And I'm scared that if I tell my best friend, she won't believe me. Like, well, that's what you're scared of?
At the end. I know, yeah, I don't exactly. know who the best friend is.
Like, why wouldn't she?
Yeah, your best friend would believe you. You'd believe me if I told you that.
I'd believe you because you've never lied to me.
I've never lied to you ever.
But maybe this friend is a liar.
Maybe would
this
I lie today on my birthday? Absolutely not.
No one believes me, which is just my luck.
Just my luck.
What if the old man is hiding somewhere else in my house now? What if the cops didn't search in my room or under my parents' bed? There are lots of thoughts running through my head. Is he still there?
Tell us all of them.
Last sentence. Where is he? Also, we're not concerned about the mouse?
Well, yeah, what about the mouse?
It's
that poor mouse that could be alive or dead. We don't know. That is one of the scariest.
Poor Namblamps.
That is one of the scariest stories you've ever told.
Do you think
so? Yeah, that's scary. That's scary as hell right now.
It was like, if I'm honest, it was actually really hard to read.
Of course. You were crying the whole time.
Because there was like almost no full stops.
You don't need them though because they're still scared when they're writing it.
Ones that were there were in the wrong places.
If you had something that scary happen to you, that scary, you wouldn't be able to write it out properly.
That's true.
Yeah. Right?
One of my favorite full stops is when she says, I won't lie. And that's the end.
No more needed. I made my point.
Except everyone thinks I'm a fucking liar.
Fucking liar.
I don't deserve it. It's just my luck.
You ready for the next segment? Would you rather?
Absolutely.
Bron Lewis, would you rather have an auntie living with you constantly berating your life choices, or every day you have to visit the auntie and have to do all the housework, cook them dinner, but then you can go home.
The second one, second obviously.
You just want to
just cook them dinner. Who cares? Dinner.
Every day.
I'm a slave at home. Why just be someone
that's
else's
true.
Slave?
That's true.
And that's fine. I think when you cannot escape someone, why would the second one be? Why would the first one be preferable? Like, who would choose that?
Well, someone would.
Who?
If they don't want to go and do chores for someone all day, every day.
Chores, who cares?
You don't care about chores?
No, grow up.
You like doing chores, do you?
No, I don't, Sam, but that's my lot as a woman.
Okay. Okay. Well, you didn't mean to get so aggressive about it. I don't relate. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't even hear what you said.
Who cleans your house? Who cleans your house?
Diggs.
Oh, okay.
He's got mops on his feet and he walks around all day. You've seen him. You've seen the guy. He's always mopping. Would you rather only be able to walk around barefoot forever, or every 100 meters you have to cartwheel?
The second one's fun.
The second one is fun. I think you'd be a good cartwheeler. Can I just say that?
I am actually really good.
You're good at forward crawl as well.
What's a forward crawl?
I think like when you go down and you, I think you'd be really good at that.
Why is it called crawl?
Maybe it's not called a forward crawl.
Do you mean
crawl.
A forward roll?
Forward roll. Forward crawl's a swim, I think. Let me look that up.
Oh, my God. A what forward is crawl.
A forward crawl.
Yeah, you mean a somersault.
I don't know what I talk roll. About. I don't know what I talk about. What is a forward crawl? I don't know why I said forward crawl. I'm looking it up right now.
You can't know everything.
Front crawl or a forward crawl.
What is
known
it?
As the Australian or American crawl is a swimming stroke.
Okay. Yeah, I'm also
it's called
really
freestyle.
That.
That's what it's called.
Oh, just say that.
Yeah, I'll say that.
And I'm also not good at that. I've told you I can't swim.
I think you'd be amazing at anything that you do. Okay, so you do a cartwheel. You'd be so good at cartwheeling.
Thank you. No, I'm really good at cartwheeling.
You are.
I'm very bad at forward crawl. Okay. And I'm
forward
pretty
crawl.
Yeah. So perhaps I think I would go with every 100 meters I have to do a cartwheel.
Okay.
Because people would just get used to it. And also people who it's a surprise. It's a fun surprise, isn't it?
It's
unless
a
it's a crowd.
Surprise.
I mean a crowded space. Like imagine in like big markets.
Oh my god.
On a Sunday morning.
Oh my god.
And I'm like,
but bedlam.
Oh my, I'd kick someone in the face.
People think you're doing TikTok. She's a cartwheeling girl on TikTok. You could be the
fun.
Cartwheeling girl on TikTok.
I might.
Hundo.
Has anyone got, is there a full crawl?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Let's do
I'll
it.
Doing
right, we'll make that happen after
I've
this.
I've got one for you.
Yep.
Okay, you ready?
I'm always witty.
Okay. What would you rather? Drink your own wee.
Yes, I want to do that one. I don't even need to hear the other option.
Or carry, like you have to drink your own wee every day.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like the only thing you can drink.
Okay.
Or carry around one of your poos in your pocket for a whole day.
I'll do that.
Carry around one of your poos.
Yeah, because I do that with Diggs every day.
No, but you have to like go to the office.
Yeah.
And it's not in a bag. It's just a poo, like a solid poo that you've done.
Yeah.
Sloppy jalopy.
Sloppy jalopy, if you will.
And you
I
put
will.
It in your pocket of your jeans.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you go to the shops and then you go for your walk.
Yeah.
You go to the gym, you have to put them back on.
Yeah.
Then you go to work.
I'll do that.
And then you go have drinks with your friends. You've always got so many friends and so many drinks.
So many friends.
And the whole time everyone's like, Sam stinks like poo.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. I've got one of my own poos
well,
in my
I have
pocket.
To say that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll do the wee then.
You have to openly do this thing. So like, when you go to restaurants, everyone's like, I'll have a Riesling, I'll have a Shiraz. And you go, I'll have a wine glass. And then
and I've got a massive shit in my pocket that I did myself. Is that how it comes up?
No. And then you fill that wine glass with a little, you don't have to wee in the glass, but you have to pour your own wee in it.
But no
and
one
then,
noses.
Well, yeah, because it smells like wee.
So both options people know that I'm either got a shit in my pocket and I have to admit it's my own shit and that's every day. And then
just
the wee.
One day.
Oh, one day. I'll do the shit. One day. Because otherwise, here he is. He's drinking his piss again. And he's telling us he's drinking his piss again. I don't like that one bit.
Oh, my God. I actually get such a kick out of making these.
Yeah. Because you can I tell you what? You're really good at them. And you're an awesome mother. You ready
you
for
so
the
much.
Next segment?
Yes,
does
please.
This exist? Now, I've got animals for you today.
Okay.
And I want to find out if you know if these animals exist. A jerboa. A jerboa looks pretty much like that of a rodent. They have legs like a sparrow, hop like a kangaroo, and run like the roadrunner. Notwithstanding
like
having
spinning legs.
Yes. Notwithstanding having such actual characteristics, it can't discover and secure its food.
Oh, so It's useless.
Useless.
Except it's got spinning legs.
That's right, which is pretty cool and hilarious. Secretary bird. Secretary birds might resemble the absolute most moronic birds on the planet.
That's pretty rude.
These birds that live on the sub-Saharan African meadows, sandstorms and whatnot,
oh.
have long legs and sharp toes. Like digs, very nice. Regardless of their surprising appearance, the long legs and sharp toes go about as a fundamental cautious system. It permits this bird to weighing about 7.3 pounds to step with power equivalent to 36.5 pounds. The power isn't, truth be told, exceptionally incredible, yet the bird can convey it in 15 milliseconds. The frequency utilize their fast, incredible kick to kill venomous snakes without getting bit in the event that they miss. They're just kicking snakes.
Oh, it's my fucking cool. God.
The kakapo, also called parrot owl, is discovered for the most for the most part in New Zealand. Notwithstanding realizing the hunter is moving toward it, the kakapo gets stoned and doesn't move. That ultimately prompts its passing. It is exceptionally adorable, however stupid.
Wow, this is three really dumb birds. So which dumb bird is real?
It's a rodent. Rodent just has legs like a sparrow. It's the first one. I've got one more.
Oh, you got another one. Okay, right.
The troll shark. By and large, sharks are viewed as exceptionally canny and sharp-minded.
Yes.
Yet this troll shark allows the hunters to eat it up.
Oh.
They are found for the most part across Japan, often bumping into anything in their way. They are named the troll shark because they dwell in isolated areas of rocks or enclosed areas, living together in small family units, and are rarely helpful to human beings.
Well, when is a shark helpful to a human being?
I guess when, like, if I was, like, lost at sea.
Yeah.
And I was, like, waving my arms around and a shark came by me and picked me up and carried me to safety.
Put you in his pouch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That is helpful,
that
actually.
That is helpful, actually. Quite nice, actually. Thank you. Thank you, shark.
Thank you.
Thank you, shark.
I prefer when sharks wear a saddle.
Do you? Yes.
And I get to ride it back.
We should saddle sharks. Let's just say that. We should be doing saddle.
Yeah, if we're worried they're not useful, put a saddle on it.
Put a saddle on it. Do it with anything. Put a saddle on it.
Diggs,
put a saddle on it.
Ari, my child.
What one do you think? So you got the Jibawa?
The first. So am I finding which one is not real?
Which one is fake? Yeah, which one have I made up?
Which one is fake?
Which one have I made up?
Actually, I reckon you've made up the first one. The roadrunner legs.
A jibboa looks pretty much like that of a rodent.
Yes, with roadrunner legs.
They have legs like sparrows, hop like a kangaroo, and run like the roadrunner.
Yes, that's ridiculous.
That one,
yeah.
I made up the troll shark.
Oh.
So the jibboa is an actual.
Actually, now that I think about it, I stand by my answer because it's ridiculous.
A ridiculous answer. You don't like the jibboa one bit.
I don't like it.
You got to look up the jibboa.
I have to see something that runs like. Jibboa. Can you show me that running? But the troll shark, I had never heard of a troll shark. But also it just lets itself get eaten by.
Look at that fucking thing.
That's
hilarious. That's hilarious.
That is.
Imagine showing Diggs that. That's hilarious.
Oh, he'll lose
it. What the fuck is that? That's he'll hilarious.
Lose it. And so where do they live?
I don't know if it says.
Safari and then the desert?
Oh, yeah. Through North Africa and Asia. And are members of the family.
Do we eat them?
Diplodidae?
Do people eat them?
I don't think so. In hot deserts, when chased, jibboas can run up to 24 kilometres an hour.
That's pretty fast.
Some
How
species
fast
are
could
preyed
you run?
On. I can run about 200 kilometres an hour. What is your greatest speed? You can't do it though because you have to cartwheel every 3 minutes. Hey, Bron Lewis, are you ready for life hack?
Yes, please. Yes, I am. This is a great one. And actually, it's so poignant for today.
God, you're good like this. You always
like sometimes I'm like, the world's looking after me. And other times I think,
I hate this place.
I don't want to be here anymore.
This place needs to burn down to the ground. No offense.
But at the moment, feeling pretty good.
Yep. And you should.
And I do.
You should. You look good. You feel good.
That's, feel great.
Yeah, rule of life. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a life hack for the office.
Yes.
Everyone's returned back to the office. Yep. They're going to need to know some things because we are working with people.
Yes.
We don't get to choose who we work with unless we are Gina Reinhart.
That's true. Yeah, you can't choose your family or your workmates.
She actually refused her family. Isn't that true? That's so baller. She was like, yeah. I had these kids. And they were like, can we have some money? And she said, I don't have kids.
There's no time for that. I don't have kids anymore. I forgot. I don't have kids.
Hey, guess what? You're not mine anymore. I forgot you don't exist. Please go away.
That's fine.
La, 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 la.
She's a cynic to her kids.
I'm not even a single mom. I'm just a single lady.
Just a single lady. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
In a mine. Sometimes. Okay. So this life hack. You're in the office. You come back to work and you're like, there's people that you remember you do not like that much.
Sure.
You're thinking about one right now, aren't you, Sam?
Yeah, I'm thinking about looking at someone.
Oh, hey, I'm kidding. That is literally rude. But listeners, please think about the person that you do not like.
Yep.
You bump into them.
Everyone's got it. That one person.
Great. Hey, they listen. And you bump into them and you think, here we go again. I don't think I can do a whole nother year of this. Some of you might be thinking, should I quit?
Oh, wow.
Should I ask Gina for some money?
Yeah.
Don't. She will not give it to you.
She will not help.
Unless you're a netball team. I digress. So this person, they've confronted you saying hello and they start to tell you something very boring. You don't want to talk to them. You cannot do a whole nother year, but you need that job. What you're going to need to do is you're going to have to try and deter them from talking to you. So what you will now do forever is anytime they speak to you, you're going to talk to them in an accent, a different accent every time.
Sounds like my hilarious character show. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
This is what I'm saying. It's appropriate.
Yes.
So she might approach you. I'm assuming it's a woman. You don't like them.
I don't like them.
And then she will say, hello, Sam. How's your day? And then you will.
I'd hear yabbity, yabbity, yabbity. I can't even hear your lips are moving, but I can't. Your lips are flapping. What are you talking about?
Put some glue on. And then you will then like just jump into an Irish accent really thick, like almost like it's louder than your usual voice.
Yeah.
Like it's a bit like sing-songy.
Yes.
But you're saying everything that you're saying, like it's like you're actually just telling a story. You're not talking about Ireland. You're not addressing the accent.
Yep.
And she's like, well, that's weird. And then she brings it up and you act like you don't know what she's talking about.
Yep.
She then leaves.
Uh-huh.
Next day she comes over. She talks to you. You slide into a very strong Japanese accent.
Right.
Or Jamaican.
Right.
Whichever one you call it.
You're making me crazy.
Very good. And she's like, that's a weird accent.
Yeah.
And then you get offended and you go, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
After a while, she thinks you're mad.
Of course she does.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no one wants to talk to the mad person.
Yeah, that's true.
And so she then goes, I don't want to talk to Sam. He's mad.
Yeah.
And then forever, you're cruising along in your job, having a great time.
Yeah.
And you think, I'm not only happier, but better at accents.
This is a great life hack. It's a very good one. The other option is I just carry around a massive poo in my pocket.
Your own, not your Diggs. Own, not has Diggs, to be your own.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Your Two Drunk Aunties. Leave us a 5-star review.
Yes, please.
5-star rating. We'll read it out on the goddamn podcast.
Maybe not
the rating, but the review more so.
Two stars.
Yeah, 2 stars.
That's weird.
Very rude
not
of you.
Not funny.
Not funny.
Too much poo talk.
They're too drunk, which is true some episodes. Anyway, please do leave us a goddamn speak pipe link in the show notes. Watch us on youtube.com if you're not watching us on YouTube already. If you are watching us on YouTube, listen to us.
Yeah, just vice versa.
Vice versa. You get it.
We might sound differently.
Yeah, I'm off to do a fog crawl, whatever that is. Good night, everybody.
Good night.